For about 30 years, cable TV providers have had to strike deals with cities in order to bring their services in. Those deals included what are known as franchise fees and public, educational, and governmental, or PEG fees, that were collected by municipalities to provide public access channels. But in 2008, the state legislature passed Act 42, which cuts cities out of the equation. Cable companies now negotiate with the state, and the cities no longer get their PEG fees. Tim Vowell, State Director of Government Relations for Charter Communications, says the act is a good thing for cable customers.
Satellite customers pay neither of those, and so from a pricing perspective, that puts pressure on our prices from a competitive perspective.
But State Senator Kathleen Vinehout of Alma disagrees. She says this was special interest legislation and unsound policy.
To eliminate it is to give the cable companies a break. And it gives us a loss of control, it gives us a loss of consumer protection, and it gives us a loss of our community television stations. And I think that's real.
And Joel Dupre, who runs Chippewa Community Television in Eau Claire, says without the PEG fees, they're going to have to pull back on services.
Most of our money is spent on people, and so we're going to be cutting back on our staff quite a bit.
Vinehout and a handful of other legislators have tried unsuccessfully for a cable consumer repair bill aimed at bringing PEG fees back to local governments. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.